Maybe I'll Pitch Forever by Leroy Satchel Page. Chapter 1. Most of the players were already in the Cleveland Indians locker room when I got there for our baseball game with the Chicago White Sox. Some of the guys were talking and joking, but not real loud. They were all pretty loose. The Indians had won 7 in a row and had 3 straight shutouts up to this game on Friday night, August 20th, 1948. With that kind of luck, any player'd be loose. But old Satchel Paige wasn't. And for a guy who'd thrown better than 2,000 professional games, that funny feeling in my stomach was a mighty unusual thing. But this was a mighty unusual game for me. First of all, even as early as it was, we already knew there'd be more people out there than ever before at a Major League night game. And if I pitched a shutout, it would tie the American League team record of 4 shutouts in a row. I'd been working up to this kind of a setup since Bill Veeck signed me about 6 weeks before. That was the day I celebrated my 42nd birthday. Some like to say I was 42 going on 49. 2 days later, I got into my first game and became the first Negro ever to pitch in the American League and the 5th ever to play in the major leagues. Since then, I'd won 4 and lost only 1. In my last game, I'd shut out these same Chicago White Sox. But this was my real chance to show all those people who said I was too old to be in the majors, who said I never really had the ability anyway. If I didn't show them now, they'd never believe I was one of the greatest of all times. Lots of people had said I was one of the best, but there were some who figured otherwise because I'd done all my pitching in the Negro Leagues and barnstorming. A whole lifetime of pitching. But a shutout would set everybody straight. All that thinking wasn't helping me any. The miseries were doing more playing in my stomach than most teams did on the field. I was an old pro, but this wasn't the 19...